There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My own. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that
culture? Yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
I'm in a state.
I think we have a new euphemism for a gay man.
Go.
Which is someone who knows how to pair a rabbit with Beaujolais.
Oh my God. You must be fresh from the fight. Let me tell you what I did not think was going to happen this morning. This Monday, January 30th, the day before Katrina Rogers' goddamn birthday, okay? So happy birthday, mother.
Happy birthday,
mother. By the time this comes out on Wednesday, you will be a year older, and we celebrate you.
Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you, Katrina. But stepping aside from that, I did not think this morning I'd wake up to Twitter.com with every queer person screaming, sobbing in a state because of this zombie show, The Last of Us, which I had heard I had to be watching.
It's not a zombie show. Hold on.
Bone, what is it? Go ahead. Set the scene. Okay. And why we're crying.
It is based off of the seminal video game, The Last of Us, which has been described as the Citizen Kane of video games.
Ugh.
Achieving heights of storytelling.
Rosebud.
It's giving Rosebud.
Rosebud.
It's not a zombie story because these are not zombies.
What would you call those girls then running around trying to kill?
Infected. Cordyceps, fungally infected freaks, clickers.
The fungally challenge.
You'll see. You saw some clickers at the end of episode 2. You're going to love these clickers.
I did not like that at all. And I won't be watching the show only when there's a queer love story at the center that Twitter.com yells at me. I absolutely have to watch. But other than that, it's going to be an I don't think so, honey, I believe they say.
Did you watch this independent of the first 2 episodes?
I had sort of done the cursory skimming of the first 2 episodes to know what I needed to know.
Our guests are like
buzzing,
giggling on mute. We're going to bring them in a second.
But I have to tell you, watching this 3rd episode of The Last of Us, which starred in very much a bottle episode fashion, and we love a bottle episode. It's actually Rule of Culture number 99.
We love a bottle episode.
So these 2 actors, Murray Bartlett and Nick Offerman, gave us sort of a gorgeous, gorgeous tale of these 2 men living in this dystopian society, and it covers many decades.
Gay up.
Yeah. Gay up.
Gup. Gay away from her.
It was giving gay away from her in what's an iconic reference, Bo, good for you. And I have to say, I've been sobbing all morning.
You need to brush up on the lore. This is truly an important piece of television.
It was so beautiful.
My confession is that I'm still, you begged me to, I was going to save it for the plane ride, for the flight back to New York. And I still have 20 minutes left. But the sad thing has already happened.
I'm sobbing. I'm a mess. And thank God I had the palate cleanser of the show that our 2 guests are, let's just say, on.
Let's just say they're on this television program, renewed for season 3.
Congrats to them.
The sex lives of college girls.
We love to see some shows out there getting renewed.
Oh, wait.
We love when certain shows are getting renewed.
Sometimes they don't have to be our own shows.
Sometimes it doesn't even have to be our own show that gets renewed to be happy. Sometimes you can be in a state of what the fuck is happening with the show that I'm on. You know what I mean? And to know that other girls out there are getting renewed is beautiful.
This show deserves renewal. Do you know what I'm saying?
This show is an iconic show that honestly, like, I hope goes 10 seasons because I'm seeing myself in the show.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, you just heard a voice. We met these two girls in Miami, Florida.
Of all places.
Have to.
Honey.
Ron DeSantis country, of all places.
So true.
And it was truly... Matt, do you agree with this? We were at Miley and Dolly's New Year's party. So fun. Mm-hmm. You had your fucking Marissa Tomei's, your Paris Hilton's, your...
There was a lot of people Ascala's. There. It was a hodgepodge. There was
the star wattage was...
Through the roof.
Out of control. But when I saw our guests from across the way... Mm. First of all, these two people, I'm like... They're people that I'm like, I'm not going to take a picture with them. I'm not going to take a picture with them. I need them to think that we're cool.
You wanted to express being cool.
I want them to think we're cool. I want to potentially be friends with them even sometime in the near future. I don't want to screw this up.
I'm sort of less like that. I'm sort of like ambling over to the bar being like, we're going to say hi. And you're sort of like, no. This reminds me of the iconic time we saw Meredith Marks at the red carpet of the Fire Island premiere.
Right.
And I left the carpet to go say hello to Meredith Marks. And I said, Bowen, get over here. And you said, I'm too scared.
I was too scared to go talk to Meredith. And now you struck up a lifelong friendship with her.
I mean, listen, roll out the red carpet for the friendship.
You guys hung out at Sundance. Oh, my God. We have to talk about Sundance.
Just kind of mentioned Sundance. I saw Meredith at Sundance. It's not as exciting as...
You saw Seth at Sundance.
I rallied with Seth Marks at Sundance. Okay. Seth Marks.
Can we just say... Seth Marks' favorite film, Fire Island.
He said he laughed, he cried, he was getting down with it. He said it was amazing to sort of get to know the culture. And he was screaming in Meredith Marks' boutique in Park City how much he loved Fire Island. And I was receptive.
Slay.
And I will continue to be receptive.
Slay.
Wink.
And then his hand flicked.
The wrist broke.
Can I just say, though, your introduction or your walking up to Renee at Miami is like now one of our friend groups. Like,
It's our bit.
Because here's what you said.
No.
In your attempt to be. And it was so funny.
It was hot.
It goes like.
No.
Renee rap. Not here. Not right now.
You said that? Bowen said that?
It was so fucking funny.
Not here.
Renee rap. Not here.
Not here.
Not right now.
And was I wrong?
No. You're absolutely correct.
No, but the thing was, it had to be right here, right now. And then it was, and it was gorgeous, because when we told y'all that Ascala was there, we saw you light up, because you understood what it meant for Ascala to be there.
No, it was a big night.
Huge.
And that's sisterhood.
Huge night.
But we have to introduce formally, okay? Because it's getting too loose.
Our guests are on The Sex Lives of College Girls. Between them, they share so many credits.
Reboot.
Jimmy Award winners. Reboot. With Rachel Bloom.
Period.
Hello.
Period.
Everything.
Hello. These are stars. And they play wealthy girls that are sympathetic and likable. Very hard to pull off.
And not for nothing, but vocalists.
Vocalists.
Hear me when I say it. Vocalists.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into it.
We're going to get into it.
A little something like if you want to harmonize on three, like one, two, three. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. I just wanted to like get like a
throw it out there.
Yeah.
You just had to let everyone know what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know, now you know. And you must simply welcome our guests today.
Welcome to the arena. These two, they showed up. They're giving like, that's how you clap, like, without making noise.
Hey, girls.
The palm.
How are we feeling?
The palm.
We're feeling amazing today.
We are feeling amazing.
We're thrilled to be here. We love you both. We're just so.
You said you're in Burbussi?
We're in Burbussi.
We are in Burbussi.
Do we like it?
We love
Burbussi. We're Valley girls through and through.
We are real Valley
One thing girls. About us, we love parking. Okay.
Yeah. Are you good at it?
Oh, we're not. Oh, I am, Renee.
Oh.
Okay, so we sort of have a driver and a passenger here. Early title of that.
Yes. I'm actually not allowed to drive.
Really?
Based on everybody's like reviews, which I think is kind of homophobic. But that being said, yeah, mommy parks well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I valet because I can't park.
It's giving Layton.
Yeah,
it's actually very Layton of like, I don't park.
There's a lot of crossover. People aren't talking about it enough.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about.
That's what we're here to talk about. The things people don't talk about enough. And Whitney being a good driver, it's also giving Whitney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's on brand.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
The dynamics are all thrown off at the end of season two, I have to say. I mean, we are thrust forward into a show that, I mean, honestly, and also congrats on the renewal. That's amazing. And I honestly, the show is a blast to watch. It's so funny. I love like
the performances,
the very clear closeness between you guys. Like, it's really, really fun. Is it fun to do? It must be. I mean, look at the two of you glowing.
We're not stop.
Well, consider thrust, first of all.
Thrust.
Hell yeah.
It's super fun. We also just like get to hang out all day, which is ideal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and we just have a silly, goofy time.
We really do.
You hang out in cute outfits.
Oh!
You
costume designer is livid.
Sorry, that was actually just us harmonizing again. That didn't mean anything.
No.
That's true. That much is true.
Did y'all meet on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is really special because there is such an energy. I can feel it through the screen.
And girls, don't lose that. Don't lose that.
Don't lose that.
In this town, don't you lose that.
We have many bits, but I'm realizing they're all very visual. So I don't know. I don't know if they'll read on the podcast.
Podcasts are a visual medium. We've been saying
we say podcasts are a visual medium.
Okay.
Okay, so they're kind of giving limp-wristed sort of fist up.
Is that queer girl power?
I stand with you, sister.
A sister. Someone's calling.
Someone's calling.
Who's calling?
Is it Hollywood with another role?
It was God. It was God. It was
God.
Yeah.
He said, do you need me? I heard you call.
He. God is a he. God is he, they. Describe what was the first, because Matt and I remember the first moment
of our friendship.
When we were like, wow.
Oh.
Like, who is this? Is there an indelible memory for you two?
100%.
100%.
Describe it.
Wait. Two words. Okay.
One, two, three. Hotel room.
I was
going to
say Resi Inn, but
I
we're talking about the same.
Okay, so there was a hotel room, Residence Inn, and the Residence Inn is a huge part of culture. I mean, we have all stayed there. So when you say Residence Inn, everyone listening knows exactly. We can see it. We can feel it. We can almost taste it. So what's happening? Fill in the scene.
The scene is Renee's like, hey, do you want to come over? Yeah. Do you want to hang out? Yeah. And mind you, I'm a fan, right? I'm a Broadway girl through and through. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. Great, let's do it.
Getting a call from Renee to hang out.
Little did I know that when I was coming over to her hotel room, it was going to be her crying for 3 hours and telling me every traumatic thing that's ever happened to her.
It's so true.
Okay.
And from that point on,
my
we were
God.
Trauma bonded.
We
and,
just locked in.
And that was that.
Yeah, it really was. Because also, like, we were in this hotel, and this was December 2020.
Yeah.
And we were actually technically, like,
breaking protocols
by seeing each other. And I was so fucking scared to be here.
Mm-hmm.
We both moved to LA for the show. It was just like anxiety.
And so it was like a new experience because like you guys are, it's like the first like big show for you guys. You know what I mean? Like you're putting it out there in a major way and like it was going to be a breakthrough and you guys knew it because it's Mindy Kaling. It's like big budget TBH. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on. It's HBO Max, like etc. So that's like all happening.
Yeah. Yep. And then there was also the added aspect of like COVID. And shows were like getting canceled left and right. Shows were not happening. And so we fully believed like we weren't actually even going to make a show until we showed up, you know, on day one and they were putting us in costumes. And we're like, okay, I guess it is happening.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of variables there.
Yeah,
sure. The costumes, which you love.
I'm so obsessed with them. Jesus. Oh my God. If I could knit anything, it would be a two-tweed set.
Girl, say it again.
If I could knit anything.
Yeah. Come on. Say it again.
But in a way though, if you want to say it again, please do. But I would say that in a way, is this sort of a college experience for you guys?
Fully. Sort of? I mean, this is Renee's like full college experience.
This is my college. Yeah, I'm educated now.
I said this to you in Miami, but Joel Kim Booster, Brandon Scott Jones, and I were at the Jimmy Awards that Renee was at.
That Renee was.
I'm sorry.
That Renee
won.
Yeah.
We have a Jimmy Awards winner.
Yeah. In the chat. Big. That's big.
It makes, it does kind of make you like an instant like celebrity in the world of like Broadway theater, though, wouldn't you say?
It is so wild.
Yeah.
It's so wild. It's a cult. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's a cult.
It's a cult. But do you draw a straight line from, okay, so here you are, this North Carolinian Slay. Mm, as Slay, first of all.
A Tar Heel through and through.
A Tar Heel through and through. You jimmy it up.
You sort of jimmy it a
then
little.
Then you're, you blink, you're in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
You blink, there's COVID. You blink, you're on Sex Lives. You meet Aaliyah.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
It. I believe in the universe. I believe in the universe. And I think that somewhere along the lines, two people were born, right? Mm-hmm. And one of those people was born in 1997. And the other one of those people was born in the year 2000.
Oh. So you were 2000 and you were 97. Okay, so basically we're talking to people that are the same age as Titanic and like, what's a 2000 film?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's that sort of Titanic, Crouching Tiger meeting that we all, what?
We have that. That's exactly
what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, I think it just like really sinks in to the soul for me. Do you want to explain?
No.
So what year is which that you're talking about?
This is Renee's 90 and Gen Z of it all. The Gen Z. I'm on the cusp.
97. You're cusp.
I'm a cusp. I'm a cusp.
But you're giving Z.
Oh,
it depends
on
who you ask, because I thought I was, and then some people were like, no, you're not. You're giving millennial. And I was like,
what?
That's bad, but I don't know.
No, you're Z, but you're also a grandmother.
Becca has corrected us and said,
babe, producer Becca says 96 is Gen Z.
I feel that way.
You're so Gen Z. You just are like, best way, grandma.
Yeah.
But the way Aaliyah was talking to Doug was very Gen Z, being like, look, we don't have a microphone. We don't have headphones. Like, this is it. And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Take me or leave me.
That's actually true.
No, I didn't mean it that way. But...
Oh, no, 100%.
No. Oh, no. It was inspiring. I'm awestruck.
Oh,
truly. Oh,
thanks. I can teach you.
Because Bowen and I, as millennials, are big apologizers. We're like, sorry. You know what I mean?
To be honest, I was before I met Renee. Renee will walk into any room and look at like the head exec of HBO and be like, hey, bitch, what's up? And I'm like, oh, dear. I don't understand. Or she'll just be like, oh, daddy, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm will serve you well.
It will serve you very well.
It's working well for
fun.
Her.
It's fun. Especially because like, I just like, I don't know, man. I think like, I don't know.
See, so even that, you know what I mean?
Even that.
What is that?
It's real man energy. And what? I could never, and Bowen could never. Bowen and I could never have I don't know man energy about someone in a position of power. I don't know man energy is a front runner for title of ep at this point.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay. If you like walk up to like, I don't know who is daddy of HBO, right? But like whoever is daddy of HBO, like, okay, you got there and we can get here. Hey girl, like let's play the playing field. Let's be realistic. What did you do this morning? You woke up just the same as me.
You woke up, sobbed to an episode of zombie television that he actually put on the air.
Right.
This is synergy.
This is synergy.
Yeah.
This is network synergy and we love it.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Bursts.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, Try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, I'm Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Bowen Yang.
Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the U.S.? The world is powered by entrepreneurs.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season two of Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
In every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss.
From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season two of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh!
It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
So you meet basically trauma bonding in a hotel room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you sort of speak the language that Renee was speaking when she was sobbing? Were you ready to receive that? Are you sort of open to that? Astrologically, what's happening here?
Oh,
interesting. Yeah. Well, I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah. So
Cancer Capricorn.
Yeah, you're right.
And I am often the like therapist friend. Like I'm often the friend that people sit down with. And I encourage it. Honestly, I dig.
You really
I do
are.
I do dig sometimes. But I'm the friend that's like, so tell me, what's are you actually happy?
Yeah.
And then we'll go in.
Oh my God.
But you take care of you, right? Well,
who's taking care of you?
I have started going to pottery, and that has been my new way of taking care of myself. Although my friends would disagree that that's not an actual thing.
No, I agree.
No, I disagree. Yeah.
I think it is an actual thing. Mekki, on the other hand, literally our friend Mekki, who was also on College Girls, literally went up to Aaliyah talking about pottery. And he was like, so what are you running from?
He was like, I've seen on your close friends that you've been in the pottery studio a lot. Do you think you're running from something?
Like, Mekki.
What?
No.
Drag me, but also, you're correct. He was right. He was right.
No, he's not.
I think
he's not.
Like a good form of therapy. Also, I think you take care of yourself super well.
Thanks.
I actually really do.
It's productive and creative.
Good. You're making something.
Yeah.
It's great. And I can listen to Las Culturistas while I do pottery.
Oh, no. Stop it.
It's my favorite thing to
do. You stop that.
No, yeah.
I'll be in the pottery studio like laughing to myself, and then I realize I'm like, I'm cracking up at the wheel.
In more ways than one, we are talking to the driver.
Right.
Well, that's fucking huge. Okay, so you meet because of the show. It's an instant fast friendship because of a trauma bond.
Well, I feel like Leighton's story in terms of her coming out journey is like very deft. The way both of you were able to perform that aspect of that time in your life where someone's figuring out an identity and then another person is present as a friend.
Yeah.
Like light touch, but very powerful. And then for Whitney, it's like, fuck, this girl like got fully fucking like preyed upon or just taken advantage of by this like fucked up dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that I like about it is that like I genuinely feel like we literally just show up. That's it. We literally just show up and just take things from like our friendship that could like kind of tie into what we're doing and just like put
really like our storylines kind of tie into our lives. I don't know if that's like intentional of the writers being like, oh, I heard Renee say that she had a hard time coming out or she had a whole thing. But like literally like that feels like when we'll show up and get the table draft and be like, oh, this is triggering,
100%.
But in the best way and in a way that feels like we have enough space from the trauma to like reenact it in a way that feels, you know what I mean? That feels like it's a light touch enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also that we have a friend there. So like if there's ever a day where like we're having a tough time, which is very rare because we're in a comedy, it's like not, we're not saving lives. Right. But if there's ever a day where we're like, ooh, that was a lot, girl, I can just like look at Renee and we're both there. So it's fine. Oof.
I have tough days often. It has nothing to do with the writing, but I have tough days and thank God she's there.
Yeah, that's fair.
The way that everyone supports each other as a unit, like that feels like my unit, or it feels like, and the conflicts are also like, I'm never like, oh, that friendship is doomed. I'm like, no, you know what? Like, this is working as a unit and they're having a moment. Yes. But it did get me to think about like my own college experience. And like, I don't think I have any friends from freshman year. Bo, do you have any friends from freshman year still? Like as a 32-year-old?
I have friends from like doing comedy, obviously, but they were upperclassmen. No one from freshman year.
One from freshman year.
So wait, Yaya is completely like the opposite.
Yeah.
Go.
Really?
Yes.
I went to Michigan for musical theater. So that's just like put that there.
Yes.
let's just drop that in the center.
That's now in the ether.
Yeah. So there was only 20 of us in a class. Mm-hmm. And Michigan at the time where I entered was still very like an episode of Glee. Like you have the upperclassmen, you have the juniors, like every class has a role. Mm-hmm. And when you are freshmen, you are nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we all kind of were like looking to each other like, ooh, you know, should we be here? Like what's going on?
Right.
And then we became sophomores together and then we became, you know what I mean? So like we kind of climbed up the ranks of the.
Yeah. That's like a totally different experience. I hadn't
considered. It's a BFA experience. Totally. That's very specific and unique. So I have a lot of friends from my freshman year.
Well, and one of our best friends I grew up with doing theater in North Carolina.
This is a weird sort of thing that happened.
Which is how we were technically introduced to each other.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Let's take it back. So I went to college with a friend of mine who's now my producing partner. His name is Thomas. We were classmates. And then very quickly he was like, oh, I'm not going to be an actor. I'm going to be a producer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is that? Then we went through the whole thing together and then graduated. And I booked College Girls. Renee booked College Girls. And weirdly, he was like, oh, hey. He told Renee, he was like, oh, hey, one of my classmates is going to be in your show. You're going to love her. And then he was staying at my house in LA while we were working on the show. And I was like, oh, Renee's going to come over for dinner. And I was like, oh, Renee, my friend Thomas is here. She was like, Thomas Lau? And I was like, yeah. And then the entire night, they just like chatted about high school, like North Carolina theater drama. And I just sat there in awe.
Which, to be clear, let's talk about a cult. That's a fucking cult. I've never been put through more shit in my life than I was in the Charlotte theater scene.
She's speaking out about
it
now.
Speaking out about it now because justice.
Oh my god,
it's crazy.
Is that the Tommy Tune Awards or no?
No, that's Houston.
That's not North Carolina.
They're the Bloomies.
That's Houston.
But I guess I have questions about like, so when you refer to it as this like high octane intense thing, like, and where you have put through a lot, like, I was always wondering like how a high school like funnels someone even into the Jimmy Awards. Is that because it starts as a really intense atmosphere? Like, and those are like the people that we're seeing at the Jimmy Awards who have been through like a theater boot camp in a way?
I think it's all over the place. The reason that Charlotte was so intense for me specifically was the mothers. Literally. Let's fucking get into it. Okay.
Let's get into it. Come on.
I was a junior in high school and we were doing this like musical and I had a friend come to me and say that there were these three girls' moms who had a running group chat talking shit about me coming to this school and being in this show.
They were threatened.
I was like, okay, it's on. Let's go. So basically what happened was I transferred to this musical theater high school because I knew a Broadway actor and an amazing fucking human being, Eva Noblezada, had gone.
Oh my God.
A star.
Star.
Mother.
He had gone to this high school. And so I wanted to do the same thing because I didn't want to go to college and I wanted to live in New York and do music.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So then the Jimmys became a thing. But yeah, theater's crazy.
Yeah.
The moms, though, did the moms motivate anything? Is that how they fit into this? Like, sometimes moms can be the worst.
I wish you could see my face right now because I'm snarling. Yeah. Like on the podcast, I wish you could see my face. Like, I don't know. I mean, should we all just collectively like?
Can we all just like take a moment because I know we all want to get this out. We've all had tough mornings. We need to snarl. And can we all just snarl? Let's just take 3 seconds to just snarl. Ready? Go.
Yes.
That did something for me. I won't.
That felt good, right?
I feel better.
My pulse is racing and I don't know why.
I feel Kimberly Akimbo better.
Oh my God.
The way it's been theater on theater. We had Bonnie Milligan on last week. We have y'all too now.
They love her.
Incredible. Incredible.
Theater moms. I don't know if it's that they motivated me. I think it's that I was like, oh my God, not these like 40 plus year old women being mad at a teenager. Okay, bitch. Fine.
Well, come on.
Because that's also when you get the idea that just because someone is an adult and should know better, they don't. And it's like that in the industry. It's like that amongst people.
Yes.
And it's actually good and formative when a smart teen can like look around and be like, oh, I had that moment in high school. I'm sure that we all have. People, readers listening are all like, the first time you realized that an adult was a fuck up and was throwing you in front of a train, that's a big moment.
100%. Because let me fucking tell you, age doesn't mean you're mature.
No.
Actually, sometimes you end up being the kid.
Yep.
We're going to unleash some like real trauma right now. So we're going to rein it back in. We're pulling it back.
This is what both of you are giving right now. I don't know, man. It's I don't know, man. I don't know. Through and through.
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's so aspirational.
I heard Edda Noman.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I was like, oh, my God, who is that?
And it's Edda Noman.
Edda Noman. Who's Edda? Edda girl, how are you?
Edda
coming
baby
to the stage.
I don't know, man.
Wait, okay. So as we sort of transport back in time, I feel it's appropriate to ask the question.
Yes.
It's appropriate.
Are we calling you Yaya? Is that just a you guys' thing?
It is a thing that Renee has made a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about it, to be perfectly frank.
Okay, so we're
thank you for giving me a platform. I've never been asked about it.
There is no bigger platform.
To be clear, there was no consent in the name.
There was never consent to use Yaya.
No, for me to be named Teletubby.
Yeah.
Publicly.
You've been Aaliyah your whole life. All of a sudden, one day you make this incredible friend and you're Yaya and your identity has changed.
My identity has shifted.
Wait, Renee, are you the nickname friend? Because that's how I am with this one.
Renee's the Matt, Aaliyah's the Bowen.
Yeah.
It's a heavy burden, but just so you know, it's a joyful life, Renee.
No, let me tell you, my back, it's like, oh my God. Like, I have to, you know, sometimes I like take nicknames from other people, though.
You do
like,
take
Yaya, I actually stole.
You stole that one.
I
stole did?
From my best friend from
you stole it from the sisterhood. That's a real millennial joke.
The Yaya sisterhood. Yeah. It's a millennial joke. No, don't worry about it.
Anyways,
don't worry.
I loved it.
Big fan.
Huge fans of the Yaya sisterhood.
I love the joke. I love the reference.
I love the undertones. I took Yaya. And now. There's multiple ones though. Can I bring up the other one?
What's the other one?
Yes.
Oh yeah, there's Lil Yeesh.
Lil Yeesh. Lil Yeesh.
I like this better than Yaya. Actually.
I say Yaya a lot.
You just say Yaya.
See, when you love someone, you can call them anything. That's not like mean. You know what I mean? When you love someone like Bowen to me will be Bobisette. Sometimes he'll just be another name like Cheryl or Lauren. And then sometimes he'll be Rita.
Trina.
That's just my mom's name.
I'm a fan of Regina.
Something I like for Bowen is Colette. I love to refer to Bowen as Colette.
That's hot.
Yeah. And so there's just many different things you can call someone that you love.
We have a friend named Leanne, who's my best friend from college, who we refer to as Vivian, just because, you know.
Oh my God, Bowen, you give Vivian.
Vivian is so good.
When we wake up in the mornings, it depends on like how good we're feeling. Like I'll usually like hit Aaliyah. I'll be like, good morning, my little muffin pussy princess.
Yeah.
Like, how are you?
And I'm like, what's up, star girl, baby queen?
It says so much. Yes, yes. It truly communicates so many ideas. If Matt texts me and goes, hi, Grisha, I'm like, I know what mood he's in.
Grisha.
Yes.
Grisha is, of course, spelled G-R-E-C-I-A. Grisha.
Oh, Grisha. Wow.
And I don't know that, but I know that.
Yeah. No, you know, I want to like really like compliment you for a second. You do know that, babe.
I know that. And I don't know why I was scared to say I knew that.
Yeah, you've known that.
Aaliyah, what was the, and this is a big moment. What was the culture that made you say culture was for you? It is your time to answer the question.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there were many things. I'm trying to whittle it down. I really have thought about this a lot. Okay, there's two things.
Yeah.
The first, and these will make sense if you know me. Mm-hmm. The first is Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Move That Bus.
Oh my God.
People's lives were changed. Because people don't say that. Yeah. And that's a rule of culture. That's rule of what, Bowen, what rule was that again?
56.
Rule of culture number 56.
When that bus moved,
people's lives were changed.
I completely agree. Could not agree more. My life was changed when that bus moved. Every single time.
Every time.
And now that's Every how I Sunday. See the world. I'm like, ooh, there's a problem. Just move that bus.
Yeah.
Just move that bus.
Well, if you do the work, you can move the bus. But if you haven't done the work and you move the bus, it's going to be the same image, the same old shabby house.
Right. It takes a community. It takes a community coming together, right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that...
That's one.
First thing that can
I'm actually, I'm sick about
the
that.
The second would be, there's a DVD that I was gifted when I was 10, and it was Beyonce's, the Beyonce Experience Live, her performance on her birthday at what was formerly known as the Staples Center in 2007. Oh. That is like a 2 hour long, just full pro shot of her concert. That's about seven costume changes in. There's a Dreamgirls section. The Jay-Z comes out. Michelle and Kelly come out. Like, it just, when I tell you 10-year-old me watched that on a loop, maybe once a week, possibly.
I remember this one. Because this was when Dreamgirls was like just the year before, and it was like a moment. And it was like, I remember she was referring to it at the time as the role of her career.
Yes. And she, it was Jones. Her birthday. She turned 26. Wow. Can you think about that? She was 26 on that. And that made me who I am, I think.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing about Those Beyonce around answers. That era is that when it was truly leveling up, and we did not know how many times it would. But that was like, we've been calling her like the greatest entertainer that's alive since even before that. Like 2005, 2006, it really started. And then it was like boom, 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 boom.
B-Day.
Gets disrespected. It gets disrespected.
It does. It does. The new discography kind of makes people think that B-Day is not number one, and B-Day will always be number one.
Which
is
they forget about Ring the Alarm.
They forget about Freakum Dress. They forget about Freakum
Dress. They forget about Freakum Dress.
Get me bodied. Get me bodied.
No.
The long version.
Get out.
Yeah, the extended version. Also, the one extended. On the live recorded, 2000 and what year was that? 11, I think, album.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm from Houston. Beyonce is like my god. So
yes, I would imagine. Wow.
That's my thing. And I was in Dubai, but I won't go into that. I won't speak on that for the record. I was in Dubai.
You were in Dubai for the performance?
I was in Dubussy, baby.
You were in Dubussy?
During the concert?
Yes, babe. Yeah. I was there. Changed.
But you can't talk about it?
No, I mean... It's controversial.
What do you mean?
I think she's refusing to talk about it because of the controversial nature.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal.
Of course.
I thought we were going to mention all on Lost Culture. I guess not. I guess even Gen Z gets afraid. I guess you will never walk up to HBO execs and say, I don't know, man. Because you couldn't even walk up to Matt and Bowen on Lost Culture and spill the Dubussy tea.
No, here's the deal.
Arms folded.
I could do it. I could
go for it.
We'd be here all day, babe.
Strip away that NDA.
Come on.
Here's the deal. The no phones rule. I have a theory about it. Okay. My theory is that there was an intentional, what they gave you to put your phone in was a zipper pouch, like a pencil pouch that you would use in middle school. Right.
Well,
there was no lock. There was no Yonder, no Bluetooth, no, nothing. It was a Ziploc bag that said, hey, put your phone in there for the show. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're not going to keep your phone.
Clear Ziploc bag.
It was to get people talking.
No. It was a fabric. Mm-hmm. It was to give me, I either
fabric.
The hotel was like, leak it, girl. Better press for us. Or he herself was like, this will be good for the, because I'm not doing any renaissance, babe. Like, build up the hype for the tour.
Both are so true.
It was a play.
And honestly, you will not be silenced. So no. I'm really glad that you're taking this opportunity.
And that's all I'll say about
Thank
it.
I didn't know there was a no phones rule. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
There was. Yeah. They had a letter in your rooms that said for tonight's VIP performance, please put your phones away. And then on the night, you're sitting in a restaurant. Dubai was the craziest experience of my life, and I'll never forget it. It was just weird. I got put at a table at dinner with Tayshia, the bachelorette.
Shut the fuck and her up mother. Right now.
Yeah, they just paired us with two random people, and it happened to be Tayshia and her mother.
This
who,
is so funny.
This hotel.
It was so wild.
But also,
imagine being me. In center myself really quick. No, imagine being me.
I do so often.
Yeah, I knew you were the Matt.
The white bisexual speaks. So I was in Europe, and I'm getting real time updates from Leah and Thomas. And every now and again, I would get updates, and I was like, I wonder if I should call someone, like if this is a call for help. But I knew things were okay when I got a video of Aaliyah and Tayshia. I was like, oh,
wow, she's in good hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was great. Yeah. Transcended anything I could have ever imagined.
It was so unbelievably fancy for no reason. Like you're sitting at dinner. It's me, Thomas, Tayshia, and her mother. A man walks up and he's like, I will escort you to the performance now. And we're like, oh, okay. We follow this man through a corridor, down a hall. We're outside. We're inside. We're in an elevator. We're up some stairs. Like, we don't know where we're going. They hand us these like blue or pink pins that we put on our lapels and then a little bag. And they say, put your phones away now. Oh. And they walk us over.
That's wild.
And we're just sitting there. There's a full stage. Obviously, the phones have come out of the pouch. Like, we're not.
Yeah, by pouch.
Right, by pouch.
The pouch died.
Pouch didn't make it to the show.
My life.
Wow. And it was a great performance.
It was incredible. I personally am such a fan that there was no Renaissance. Like, I want to see Renaissance when I see Renaissance.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. Agree.
I want to hear her sing I Care. I want to hear I want to hear the hit.
Thank you. And she's not going to sing like a queer ass motherfucking album in Dubai. Do you know what I'm saying?
She knew the tone.
And there's something about just seeing that woman live. Truly, you are fucking floating above yourself the entire damn time.
How many times have you seen her? Like, what was this in the like grand scheme of like Beyonce live for you?
This was 4.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm from Houston, girl.
Like her album.
No. Like how many times I've seen her.
No, I know. But I'm saying the same number as her album.
Also, second to B-Day for me, actually.
It's see, B-Day. Four. I for me, it's Beyonce self-titled, 4. Okay. Self-titled. And then I am a Lemonade fan. Like, but it gets hard because the thing is like, I love B-Day, but
you
I
start
think
to split
it,
hairs.
It does exist at the bottom for me, not because any disrespect to B-Day, but because her other work is so fucking good.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's a take.
There's not a disrespectful word in what I said. Sorry. You can look for it with the biggest magnifying glass in America.
You're disrespecting B-Day.
No, I didn't.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Hey, I'm Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Bowen Yang.
Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the U.S.? The world is powered by entrepreneurs.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
In every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launch and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss.
From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Okay, before we ask Renee the question, congrats on this tour.
Thanks.
How has it been? These shows look incredible. And of course, because the songs are stunning.
The EP is great.
Oh my God.
It's been so much fun. I kind of always like have imagined like what like live shows and performances and my body of work would look like. But actually doing it is a completely different fucking beast because A, I like overheat like really often. And I wasn't really thinking about that. It was like a fashion over comfort like sort of tour for me.
God, oh, like, I see.
A lot of trench coats, a lot of sweaters. Coats,
yeah. And like there was a sweater in Boston. I know this isn't directly the question, but like there's
this is like specific. It's giving having been styled.
Yes. And the sweater in Boston actually blinded me. And then I started choking on it because it was shedding.
Buzz in the air.
It was shedding. And I was like, if I pass out right now, that kind of a moment. And so I kept going because
people would have been so concerned, like, wow, Renee Rapp, yeah, she burned like, oh so bright.
Renee Rapp, dead on the stage. Is she dead? How is she?
Like, it's cause like, of death, yeah. Own iconic coat.
And this was my moment. Like, I was like, I have to pass out. So I was like, let me keep going. But I also,
as a bystander, witnessing this happen,
yeah,
I was concerned.
No, well, and then so I brought Aaliyah up on stage with me because I, you know,
yes,
to a point,
I saw.
I'm like, how much more can I go? Right. And also, would it be even cuntier if like I pass out on stage and you witness my best friend maybe watch me like potentially lose my life? Like you would have cried.
I was a pawn.
No.
I was a pawn in a ploy.
I do agree that if I ever start to die, Bowen should be there because they can get it on tape and that can go viral.
And the other way around. I feel the same way. Yeah.
But it also would have been iconic, Renee, had you like lost your life there on stage and there's a moment of Aaliyah sort of having intense grief. And then she goes over to the mic and just goes, but don't tell my mom.
And no, I would have. To be clear, yeah.
It like starts acoustic and stuff, and everyone's sort of like, oh my God, wait.
Wait, yeah. Right? But also, I also would have been left on the stage. Like, I would want to be there.
Do not remove
okay, it's giving The Last of Us.
Don't call the paramedic.
DNR.
Do not resuscitate.
You're a DNR.
Yeah.
Not a DNR at 22.
That's a DNR. It's like, I want to be there, you know? Like, put me in a little coma for a sec.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
So anyway, you're slaying the tour. The EP is fucking great. I mean, Colorado is like, I think, maybe my favorite, but then
as
again,
a Coloradan. Slay.
Bowen came out for my show that I was doing in Colorado, and we were spinning Colorado. We really were.
We were spinning Colorado.
So cute.
But what was the culture that made you, Renee Rapp, say culture was for you?
I attribute so much of my personality, my empathy, my lack thereof, my cunt, my obsessive, everything is about me nature to this specifically as a kid. Two moments. For me, they're both going to be Housewives franchise moments.
Love and go off.
Oh my God.
And can I say before you go there, go off.
No, thank you again for giving me the space.
Permission to go off.
The first big moment, because I, as a kid with anger issues, used to throw a lot of shit. And
really?
Yeah. Was everybody concerned?
Cunty.
Sure. did anybody fight me back? Yeah, they did. So I'll never forget where I was or how I felt when Teresa Giudice flipped that fucking table. That was the powerful conversation in the rap household.
The whole family talking about it?
The whole family. Because it was like, it was a family affair. Like, it's such a big moment because I was like, internally, like, young Renee is like, wow, that must have been such a fucking relief.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
The unbridled physicalization of your anger.
Aaliyah taught me unbridled.
Unbridled, no bridle.
You learned a word.
I love when I hear it now.
No bridle, no cap.
No bridle.
Zero bridle.
No cap.
Zero bridle.
And then the other one is Madam. Okay. Kenya Moore.
Mm-hmm. Right? Uh-huh.
And it's the twirl. It's the Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Yeah.
It's always going to sit with me like that because, again, I understand these are both like fighting moments. I don't know what that is saying about me. I don't know what it's not saying.
Uh-huh.
I think it's more like what's between the lines here.
Sure.
People were taking their space.
Yeah. They were. And hello, I was throwing things. Okay. She said she was Gone with the Wind Fabulous. And I was like, you're so like ridiculous and also like really anti what you're saying, yet
yeah,
is so perfect.
And years later,
yes,
she's Kenya. Still, I think, maybe the bar setter for maybe even what it means to be a housewife. I would say Kenya Moore is in the top 10.
I agree.
She really for like sure. has fucking, and I wasn't like a super big like Kenya person in the beginning mm-hmm. because I was well. Very specific. Like I, uh-huh. I'm like an OG person. Like when new people come in, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, she really ate.
Speaking of new people and you going, we briefly touched on the Watch What Happens Live of it all, where you were sitting next to Mia fucking Thornton herself.
I had to give you your props. Because, and I actually, I was on it like 2 weeks after you with Candace.
I know.
And I meant to say on the show, shout out to Renee Rapp, who deserves an Emmy for best guest in a drama for her performance on Watch What Happens Live, pretending that she was down with Mia Thornton's antics.
Thank you so much, because let me motherfucking tell you, okay?
This is what I'm saying. This is your Dubai moment. This is your Beyonce in Dubai moment.
Yes. Take the NDA off.
The NDA has been removed. Girl, hi. So,
girl, hi.
I literally, like when we were talking about doing Housewives, that was like, or doing Housewives, doing Watch What Happens Live, right? That was like my dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My whole life. Like for me, there's like a EGOT to it. And the W is Watch What Happens
yes.
Live.
Yes. Yep.
It's an egout.
And so it's an egout. I'm sorry.
Back gout.
I misspoke. You're right.
Egout.
I really wanted to do it so bad. And they were like, at first, it was supposed to be Candace, Matt. And I was like, fuck it. No, I swear to God. I was like, well, that's my bitch. Like, done. Like, also, like, hello, the music industry on her shoulders. Let's be real.
Clearly.
Yes. Drive back.
Drive back.
Boy, all I know is drive back home. To you, the bop of the year, the record of the year.
Hello. And so I was like, okay, well, it's going to be me and Candace. Amazing. And then there was like a change. There was a shift.
A shift in the schedule.
A shift in the fucking schedule. And then all of a sudden.
A shift had occurred.
I'm like, oh, well, who is it? And they're like, it's Mia Thornton. And I'm like,
oh.
Radio silence. Radio silence. I think I verbatim said, I was like, there's no fucking way. Because, like, I actually didn't say that yet, but I'll bring it up again. I feel like I'm very judgmental, especially the housewives, right?
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of part and parcel.
I know.
You're meant to be judged.
I live, die, and breathe for these women. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I don't fucking like her on the show, to be clear. And so the whole night, I'm like, what am I about to say? Because also, I don't want to disrespect you, like, in a working environment. Like, I'm sure
you're professional.
Right. Yeah, right. Ask anybody. One thing they'll tell you about me is I'm... professional.
And we found that out earlier when you were like, we show up, that's it.
That's it. So we get there. And also, this is something that I said that actually was so true. And this was like my like recurring thing throughout the night. Like, this is all I said in different fonts. I was like, I love your kids.
Yeah.
You're so cute.
And you know what? You didn't tell a lie. And I will say what the one thing, and I even said that, I think Bo and I was texting, I was like, Renee Rapp is sort of slaying at sort of letting us think maybe she's down with Mia but I knew intrinsically you can't be. Because you didn't seem to me like a crazy person.
No.
You didn't read that way.
Well, also there's like a part on the show where like I was really trying to like be like chill or whatever. And it doesn't cut to my face in this moment. But she said on the show, she basically started like body shaming Robin. And I got pissed off.
Oh, God.
I got pissed off. She said something about, like, she was like, well, you know, Robin is built like da 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 da. And I was like,
yes. Like a Jesus. Linebacker. I remember she said
like,
this.
I was like, you just became scum of the earth to me, bitch. You did. Yeah. You did.
She's all became. She's done been. Aaliyah, do you agree with this?
Listen, I like peace, personally.
Yeah.
So
Not me. This is also makes me the Renee. Because I was on there a week after being like, I was burning Robin's family fun party down.
The family valid. Fun party, yeah.
Valid. I understand you. It was just so mean. I was like, that's just like, that was just so fucked up.
Valid.
It was fucked up. And it was also fucked up in my presence. I was like,
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
And you know what? They probably knew. They were looking in the control room and they were like, oh, that pissed Renee off. Don't cut to Renee.
Well, I'm also like, it would have been funnier if you cut to me, I think. But I was like,
absolutely.
We're looking for comedy. I'm no editor.
She's got the reactions.
These are all great answers from both of you. I feel like there is an interesting moment mm-hmm. with these Housewives moments being sort of anger centered. Can I ask what your relationship with anger is now?
Yeah. Because no, thank you for trying.
What a question.
So I.
It's important because I'll go. Yeah. I was kind of, I have like some anger shit for yeah, sure.
For sure.
There are shouting matches with the family that would make your head spin.
I get that.
All three of you.
I get that.
Like, truly, like, and I kind of don't recognize myself, and I get, yeah. and Matt's seen me in, like, in, you know, the veneer crack. But, like, it's really taken a lot of work to, like, fully move past it. I think I am mostly, like, beyond it. I don't know. I can't, like, fully say that for myself, yeah. but... I'm curious about people who identify as having been angry maybe in the past and like how they have maybe progressed from that.
Yeah.
If they would like.
I'm in the thick of it, I think. So like,
yeah,
by choice.
That's great. By choice. Yes.
It's shifted from the things that I get angry about, right? Like when I was a kid, I uh-huh. was really, really, really frustrated and I like was struggling a lot mentally. Right. And so like, yeah. I just have different areas of where my anger goes now. My anger used to come like internally and then go externally. Now I get angry. This is also why Leah and I are so good together. The story of it all is going to be one of two things. One.
Okay.
If you disrespect someone I love or you disrespect me or you think that you have any sort of agency over my friend space or my space, you will fucking hear about it. I don't care what yeah. space I'm in. I don't care. Be it professional, be it familial. I do not care.
I love it.
I don't like, okay. I don't like the sort of like, ooh, let's like keep it, you know, kosher here. Nope. That's not working for me. So that's yeah, the one yeah. way. And Aaliyah usually is, even if it's something that has happened like to you or to like one of our friends, I'm like, Aaliyah's like, okay. Okay. Like mother will center me and bring me back down.
Yeah.
Now the B side of this. Aaliyah and I like to go out.
Yeah.
We like to go out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When Aaliyah and I go out, we do fight anyone.
We get in fights.
We fight anyone. I'm talking a range, right?
What fights? Yeah.
Let's go the range.
Okay.
There was an old woman at a theater.
Oh, she had it coming. She was a Chicago style.
She yeah. had it coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was old.
Chicago style.
This just happened to me at Kimberly Akimbo.
Really?
Kimberly Akimbo, the woman in front of me, turned around. And me and my friend Patrick were laughing because it was a funny fucking
show. At a comedy.
At a musical comedy show, God for fucking bid. And she turns around and scolds us. And I honestly had to like, it was a moment where I was like, look, I understand there's like the respect your elders of it all, but like,
no, there's
this,
not.
Is,
I'm ageist.
This is not tenable. This is not going to be tenable.
No, in no world.
You're ageist,
that,
Renee.
That is why you're ageist. No, yes. I'm yeah. very publicly ageist. I don't fuck with people yes. like respect your elders. Incorrect.
You me neither.
Any sort of thing surrounding me, you're done. So it ranges from that.
It's the moms. Go ahead.
That's what it is.
Wow, Bowen just became mother in that yeah. moment with that therapy.
No, I'm sorry.
And Bowen was so mothering there.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to cut you off.
Because these mothers didn't have it like you have it, Bowen.
No one's ever made that connection until right now. So what the fuck?
It's because Bowen is one of the smartest women in America.
That's so true. What? Sharice?
Grisha?
Grisha. Sharice.
I do like Sharice for you, Bowen. Like me texting you as if you're Sharice Jackson Jordan herself.
Oh my god.
Wait, Sharice, where are we going tonight?
Sharice is good.
Sharice, I couldn't remember. Sharice, you said? What was it?
Trina.
Chartreuse. Oh, I love chartreuse. For you, Bo. It could be anything.
Cardamom.
Sharna. Charna.
Cardamom.
That's beautiful.
Sharna. Wait, so the range is, there was an old woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just,
honestly, she was just racist.
Really?
Dead.
And then it's just the girls at the club. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
It's just the girls at the club that sometimes I don't have the patience for.
That man in Taco Bell in New York.
Oh, right. Sometimes you can kind of, sometimes.
That's the club now? Okay.
You know Taco Bell Cantina, the one in New York?
23.
Yeah. We know all about it.
50th. I see.
The one where you can get a cocky, as Marisol would say.
Oh, sure.
A cocky, you know, like a cocktail. What, you guys are watching Miami?
You guys need to watch Real Housewives of Miami.
I don't want to talk to either of you anymore.
Guys, I don't think I can say
cock. I don't like that. Cocky?
You can't say cock.
You can't even look at them. She can't go near them.
Oh my God.
In my no cock era.
If you're bi and you say cock,
ew,
you're not bi.
No, you're not bi. I actually.
Bi people don't say cock.
You're so right. Thank you for bringing that up. I want to come out right now. I want to come out publicly. I want to come out as straight.
As straight.
No! For, because you say cock.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. I know.
We had a good thing there going.
Great. I know.
Yeah. She went back.
I'm sorry.
I think it's just going to be that way. With zero cock, please. So I don't know how I'm going to make that work.
Straight with no cock.
Straight with no cock. No, straight
okay.
with no cock.
Straight with no cock.
Straight with no cock, please. Boring.
Okay, wait. So you two like to go out. So then to bring this full circle.
You throw hands for each other.
You throw hands for each other, which I respect. I would fight for Matt.
I literally, like, I there's some guys in Bowen's life who, if they ever, if they ever act the way they've acted in the past, they're going to see Long Island pop all the way out. And when I say Long Island pop all the way out, I mean real mouthy. And then when it's about to get physical, I back off. But
I'm like the opposite.
You're commit. Just like immediately physical.
Oh my God, Nikki. I forgot about Nikki.
Well, you have time. It'll come. Your chance will come. That's gonna be her. I don't think so.
Oh shit. Some girl named Nikki. Oh. Damn.
Oh, Nikki in Miami.
What went down in Miami? Tell us.
Yeah.
This was not even we weren't out. We weren't
we were getting a car.
We were getting a rental car, mind you.
Okay.
At the Hertz.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at the Hertz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to.
As you do.
Nikki, if you're listening, babe, fucking tune in. Because we're still thinking about it. And I hope you had a happy fucking New Year.
So Nikki at the Miami Hertz, something. One thing we've done on this podcast many times is name people and their place of work.
Yeah.
And we have gotten trouble for it. So just. So Nikki at the Miami Hertz, how could she improve?
No, they deserve this.
Well, there was an altercation that went on.
There were quite a few altercations. And we took different approaches.
We took different
approaches. Here's our tactic as actors.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
When one tactic doesn't work, you choose another.
Of course.
Sort of good cop, bad cop.
Yes. And you've got to keep it going.
Yes, and.
So Nikki had a problem with the car we decided to drive often. She said, you can't take that one. We said, Nikki, why? And she didn't really have a reason.
Nikki, why though?
Nikki,
she
why?
Had no reason.
She had no real reason. She was just like, that's not one that you can take. I said, that's not going to work for me, girl. We're already in the car.
Right.
We're already, we're trying to pull out. We're at the gate, you know? Right. All she's got to do is press the button, lift the lever, and we're on our merry way.
Right. She decides to enact the pull out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She decides to halt traffic. There's a line building up behind us. She said, I've got to call my supervisor. You can't take the car. We decide in that moment.
Literally.
With our friend Thomas, we decide let's employ every trick out of the bag.
Because also I feel like most times, like I go from 0 to 10 so quickly. And I was like, I'm trying to be like a bit mature. Like I'm on a trip with my friends right now. Like, so I was like, let me like chill until y'all are ready for me to go. Mm-hmm. And now you go.
That was the verbiage that was used. Renee was in the back seat. I was in the front seat. Our friend Thomas was, he's a producer. He was negotiating, right? Like he was giving her, well, you know, I have the receipts right here. Like I've already paid for the car. He was giving that. I decide my tactic is going to be tears.
Tears.
I'm going to give you a cry. Ooh, I'm going to give you like, this. So, mind you, this is going on like 15 minutes. You know, it's like a long time. She's directed traffic around us because she wants us to get out of this car.
Nikki.
All of our luggage is in the car. We are in the car. So I decide I'm going to give you so stressed out. Like I just can't handle conflict. Like whatever. Renee in the backseat goes, just let me know when y'all want me to go and I'll go. That's all that was said. And I look at her. As Nikki has walked off to get her manager. And I was like, all right, Renee, go. In that moment, Renee, she's impulsive, but she's smart. She throws a hood over her head. She's like, I'm incognito.
I was like, Dumois will not get me here.
No, not today. Not in Miami at the Hertz.
No.
It's never going to be like, hey, Dumois, saw Renee rap at the Hertz. Absolutely acting violence.
Anon, please. Anon, please.
Anon, please.
Yeah. Anon, please.
And it was just that. Renee hops out of the car and I think within hops out of the car. Within 3 seconds, all I remember was Nikki saying, whoa, why are you pulling up on me? And Renee said, I'm not pulling up on you, bitch. And then my vision went black. I immediately was in crisis mode. I thought for sure punches would be thrown.
Nikki hid. And then we got out.
Jesus. So this is what happened.
Nikki hid?
She ran into the bush.
I said... Why are you in there, babe?
And Nate's outside going, okay, you want to be in there? It got really heated.
And you got out of the parking garage, and was everything copacetic paperwork wise?
And we got the car.
We got the car, and then we went to Disney World.
Let's go!
Oh my god, a happy ending.
A literal happy ending at the happiest place on earth. What was the favorite ride at Disney World?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bitch, the way I just did it.
Oh my god,
the Guardians.
It used to be Avatar, but she's not hitting the way she used to.
I know.
Now it's Guardians.
It's because now the Guardians Cosmic Rewind is there, and so how can you go do that and then go to Avatar and like it hit the same? It will hit. So Bowen has not been down to go to Epcot to go do the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, but we have had a very sort of cathartic experience on a metric ton of edibles on Avatar Flight of Passage.
Absolutely.
I did it sober.
Wrong.
Okay, when I first went, it's like right when they had first opened it, me and my friend Dylan Mulvaney, who you need to meet and will love.
Oh, yeah, Dylan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's iconic. I decided to wake up at the ass crack of dawn, wait outside the gate, take like two full, like 10 milligram edibles and wait in the line. At this point, we were just like girls waiting in lines, you know, like we used to do. We were in that line for like 3 hours, high as hell. Never been higher in my life.
Yeah.
That ride was everything.
It everything.
Did you cry?
I cried. I did cry. I have a video of us getting off afterwards. And we're like...
Our manager, Olivia, cried.
It was so pretty.
That moment where you sit in the cave.
What?
And it's quiet. Just
think about that.
In Avatar?
Okay.
In Avatar Flight of Passage, John. You get in the cave. There's a moment where you pull up into the cave and you sort of sit in the cave and there's just a moment where you're on a Disney ride that's supposed to like do things, but you're just really, quite frankly, just sitting in a cave.
But you pulled up in the cave and then you see Renee Rapid a hood going, I'm not pulling up on you, bitch. Can you imagine?
That was the height of the ride that was missing. Renee screaming, I'm not pulling up on you, bitch.
Nikki hid in the cave. Nikki hid in the cave.
Oh, man. Nikki is not.
Nikki, why, though? I need to understand why, though.
Nikki. Why, though? Why did you have to become a villain on Lost Cult? It's way worse than death.
What do you have to say? What do you have to say, Aaliyah?
I say that hurt people, and Nikki.
So true.
She was having a bad day, and she projected.
She's in pain.
I have empathy now. We've had some space.
I actually was likely projecting something.
You were. Well, fine.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Hey, I'm Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Bowen Yang.
Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the U.S.? The world is powered by entrepreneurs.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
In every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss.
From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay!
With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
I'm going to say this has been a long January.
Yeah, I've had enough.
We've really definitely been jerked out of 2022 into 2023. There's been a lot going on. And when it comes to venting frustrations, yeah, we've actually come to the right place because we have a segment for that. And we have arrived at the time where it's time to expel demons in 1 minute fashion. Bo, I don't think so, honey. How would you describe it?
I can't do a better job than you just did. It is a true exorcism. Your head is spinning. You are croaking in a vocal fry, calling your mother the worst things you can possibly call someone.
Well,
while a priest is, you know, screaming.
Wow, you're really, you're going with the exorcist thing.
Well, I heard you say expel demons, and I was like, yes.
Linda Blair, more like Linda Fag. All right, so listen. That's Bo and Linda Fag.
That's me.
I have something.
Okay.
This is Matt Rogers's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. How the fuck am I supposed to eat mushrooms now after watching The Last of Us? Because everyone's head becomes a fucking mushroom. And let me tell you something. As someone who enjoys a sauteed mushroom with a steak dinner, I love mushrooms. And now every time I'm trying to eat a mushroom of the food varietal, not consuming of the drug varietal, I'll be looking at, down at my plate and I'll be seeing ushy gushy zombie villains from The Last of Us. Also, The Last of Us in general, I don't think so, honey, that now
I've to
be part of the not only cultural conversation, I have to watch this zombie show that is scary, but now to be part of queer discussion and discourse, I have to watch this. I'm scared. I don't think so, honey. Me ever not being scared of a TV show. I'm watching Sex Lives of College Girls. I'm doing jump scares. Honey, sometimes one of these guys will come out, one of these college kids with the body of a 32-year-old man in West Hollywood, and I'll be saying, oh, I'll be spooked. She's fucking her neighbor in the one. I'm like, excuse me, that is a Sean Cordy Bone story, not anyone at this Ivy League college. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. The Thetas are all in West Hollywood. They're all living in West Hollywood, fucking each other.
No, they look like Marvel superheroes, and you know they're all from WeHo. They all be fucking each other. And I want to see that show, too.
Yeah. Also, yeah, you rose awareness for something very specific there.
All the men at this college look like
they're 50.
They're 50.
They're 50.
She gives a 5-0. They're 50.
Oh,
but that's also important when you're doing a high school or college show, I think, too, is it's like in order for everyone to like really fuck, you got to cast 32-year-olds. Or else what?
This is one of the most sexless times in media. And thank God for college girls for being out there showing fucking.
It's as horny as I was. I used to have to leave class to go jack off. When I was in college, when I was a freshman in college, I'd be in physical pain
not
from being
anymore.
So horny. No, not anymore, honey.
Now the kids are yanking it in lecture hall.
Honey, that's right in front of the teacher. Yank and crank.
What? Oh, what did your friend do?
What? Uh-oh, there's girlish
ears.
Whispering in each other's ears.
I have to run it by mommy as the PR person.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
In every best friendship, there's one that's PR. And they say, can we release this information?
I think you're a PR.
This is totally fine. I also, like, I look up to these sorts of people. Like, it's like an idolizing thing. Our friend fucked under the Eiffel Tower.
Fucked under the Eiffel
That's
Tower?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
That's
I tell
incredible.
Everybody that all the time. Like, their secret
At
is
night?
Not safe with me. Yeah.
Wow.
It's so big.
Like, that's one of the biggest tourist destinations in the world. People come from far and wide to simply look at that, and to fuck right underneath it is an IDGAF energy that is really aspirational.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Energy. Let me guess, they're hot.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't really eat mushrooms anymore. So that's my I don't think so, honey. Bowen, do you have sort of one?
I have one. I wonder if it'll resonate. It might just be specific to me.
See, I don't like to hear that insecurity. And the next time that comes up, I want you to think like, why do I have to voice that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's
yeah.
This is Bowen Yang's I don't think so, honey, and his time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Replying with the hard eyes emoji and nothing else. What does it mean anymore? It's lost its meaning. If I'm getting a hard eye emoji response to my stories, I can't tell if you're into it, if you're into me, if you're trying to fuck, if you're just being nice. it means nothing anymore. The meaning has collapsed. I don't know what's being communicated anymore. When it's the, if these are the modern hieroglyphs, then this one is fucking Anubis. Okay.
30 seconds.
Because I'm going, who is that? I don't know her. I don't know that one. That's how I'm feeling about the hard eyes emoji now. Whenever, if you send me hard eyes emoji, I'll go, that's Anubis to me. 15. I don't know who that is.
You are fine.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
You know exactly who Anubis is.
I need us all to agree as a culture what hard eyes emoji means, regardless of context. I need it right now, personally, to mean let's have sex.
And that's 1 minute. I'm going to tell you what the emojis mean in response to stories. And girls, let me know if you agree.
Okay.
Hard eyes emoji means I love this. I think it's so cute what you're doing. Like, I'm in support of in a positive way. I'm here. Fire emoji, flame emoji means I'm trying to fuck. Or if someone just says something.
I've had good friends do fire emoji and I'm going, I don't, the lines are being blurred.
Then you need to respond to them and say, hey, listen, unless you're trying to fuck me, find a different emoji, hon. Because when you flame my story, to me, it means it's on.
To be honest, like, I feel like, I'm like, do I just mess with like aggressive people? Because I don't really get emojis, nor do I send. Like, it's more like,
let's do it.
No. Where are you?
Where are you? Let's do it now. Do you use punctuation?
No, but I'm talking like people I don't know. Like these aren't. Like, I'm an emoji sender in a very like sarcastic way. Like I send like a sad face, like the hand up all the time. Like
I do think emojis are sort of the funniest thing. But wait, are you guys like, this is just to sidestep. I don't think so. I need for a second, and I wonder, are you guys like people who sort of get flirty in the DMs, or are you sort of past that?
Now, one thing about Renee Rapp, that is what her DMs are for.
The DMs are open.
That's what my public platform is for. I've really just like, I'm a flirtatious person, I think.
Yeah.
Like I flirt with you publicly. I've done it for years.
That's true.
Yeah. That's nice.
Flirts be flirting.
That's sweet.
Flirts be flirting.
And Renee, every now and then I see you post some DM screenshots. You seem to return an unhinged fan DM with the proper fervor and enthusiasm. And I really respect this.
I love to chat. Because like, even sometimes, like if somebody says something like mean, I want to go back.
Yeah.
I want to go back, right?
Like, let's talk about it.
You're fucking stupid. I'm like, okay. And you actually look like trash. So what? I don't know. I love a conversation. Also, like, I think my grandma has inspired me. She loves to talk to people on the internet, bro. Like, she's obsessed.
I used to do the thing of like when someone was nasty to me in a message or a DM or whatever, I would respond and be like, hey, I saw this and I could tell you didn't think I would respond. Now that I have, can you explain why you did this? And they always back down. Like, oh my God, yeah, I don't know why I did that. Like, sorry, I'm a fan, like, etc. And I'll be like, oh, interesting. But it's never, no one has ever doubled down. Ever.
No, I've also like done it to someone. Like a couple years ago, there was an episode of The Bachelor. Oh, it was Claire's season. I don't know if anybody watches The Bachelor. But long story short, there was a super, super, super fucking misogynistic guy. Mm. And I like fully, by the way, I mean like this was like probably 2020. Like I was a public person at this point. And I go into his things and I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm like, you don't deserve shit. Blah, blah, blah. And he responded and I was like, and you.
So you doubled down.
Yeah, I've been on both sides.
Joni Mitchell.
Respect.
You've been on both sides now.
He asked me what that was.
Oh, and that's... See, and
that's my cusp.
And that,
that's
I was literally cusp. Just going to say, and that's what makes you cusp.
Yeah.
And it also just shows that we need that song to come back in the cultural conversation in some way.
God. Absolutely.
100%.
Okay, so Aaliyah, I think it might be time for your I Don't Think So, Honey.
Oh God, I don't know if I can do it, but let's
you
do
can.
It.
You're yes, so you rich. Can.
Yes, you can.
And okay, you know you okay. can.
Okay.
Okay, okay. This is Aaliyah Chanel Scott's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Wicked losing the 2004 Tony Awards for best. And you know they lost two. I Don't Think So, Honey. They lost to Avenue Q.
Avenue Q.
The so racist true. Puppet musical that had white people in the theater running around singing, everybody's a little bit racist, as in jest, in fun. Gave them full permission to look me in my eye and say,
well, say that.
Avenue Q said. I said, who wrote Avenue Q, baby? Although I do love
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
White men with their freaking Anne Harada's character and Gary Coleman character.
over Wicked?
Mm-hmm.
The musical of the century, like Wicked?
Yeah.
We're talking a story that actually, truthfully,
say
15
seconds.
About racism.
Say it.
About a girl overcoming her skin color.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about female friendship, love. We're talking about
journey.
And you're going to tell me that the silly racist puppet musical is better?
Yeah.
I think we should go back and right that wrong. As a community, as a people in the theater, I think we need to fix that. Thank you.
That was brilliant, first of all.
That was one really minute. Great. Oh my God. I can't. We have not talked about this really on the podcast.
Everyone needs to be speaking about it.
They you know what?
Like best musical, Tony? That's fucking great.
It is a piece of history that needs correcting.
Oh, I think we can change this. If we can get a petition going, if we can rally enough people, Renee.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Take the Tony away from Avenue Q.
Let's do it.
It really is so crazy. And the thing is, like, you have to think maybe it's because they could not have known that Wicked would have the impact that it would have going forward. Because had they would have been like, oh yeah, we're obviously going to celebrate this revolutionary, iconic thing that is like changing the culture. I mean, I remember being in high school and like all my girlfriends in high school were like listening to that in their cars on the way to and fro school. It was a culture shaker.
Right.
Yeah.
My only thing, and I love Adina, my only thing, the only reason I can think is that it was a hard sing 8 times a week. And in truth, it wore her out. And maybe that.
For the rest of her life.
The rest of her life. It was
for the rest of
Renee is screaming.
And maybe that's what did it. If you do go back and watch.
So you're saying if it's anything, you're blaming Adina.
It's not good. No, it's not good.
If you go back and watch the Tony Award performance from which, you know what I'm talking about.
It's tough.
It's a very hard mountain to scale.
It is. And the girls have figured it out now. Now we know that mixing is a thing and we don't full voice that.
Right.
And that was just a different time, a different era. And I mean, I commend her for giving everything she had to it. I really do. 100%. She's a better woman than me.
I mean, the thing about Adina is, and we love Adina, and I've seen every time Adina is on stage now, I go see Adina's plays. I watch all of Adina's
Matt, content. You and I went to go see Skin Tight.
We went to go see Skin Tight.
Did you see If Then?
Yeah. I saw If Then, and I thought If Then was okay. But literally all the televised performances of Adina, you can tell she gets nervous because she obviously has the note, but I wonder if it's just when something is on television she feels nervous and maybe isn't breathing right or like gets ahead of it or something happens where it sort of falls apart on television. But you know, it's also it's a lot.
A hard thing to be clear. I could not do it.
You can't wait.
Oh, thanks, girl. I couldn't do that. Can't wait to see Cynthia though.
Okay, Renee, you ready?
Yeah.
I knew it. This is Renee Rapp's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Hi, I Don't Think So, Honey. To that bitch at French Customs, you still have me bent like about 2 weeks later. Here's why. I was doing fine. I had all my bags. I had all everything ready to go. When I was going into France, I was like, let me have all of my information. Right. Okay. And I had to get like a special little stamp because I was technically working. Well, I'm coming out of France. Okay. I'm going into London and I was technically working. I had to get a little extra stamp. Right.
Yeah.
She was like, do you know how long you're here? And I said, no, because I don't hold that information. I go wherever everybody else goes. I'm not a logistics person. We all know this. Shows on my face. It's very, very clear as day, bitch. Okay. So I was like, fine. We get into a little tiffed, whatever. And she's immediately not fucking with me. And then next I go to the conveyor belt. These two girls are just next to each other at the conveyor belt. They're like, put your bags in here. I'm like, this bag doesn't close. They're like, put your bags in here. I'm like, it doesn't close. It's going to fall out. They're like, okay, put it in anyway. And I was like, no. Took the bag with me through and then started freaking the fuck out because I was like, I fucking hate French customs. And I've always been a little bit skeptical of French people. I think I've seen too much. I was like, let me just fucking give everybody the benefit of the doubt. No, I actually didn't. Because then a bald man afterward tried to get in our fucking way and apparently was yelling at my mother. And you don't yell at my mother.
No!
I don't think so.
I'm riveted.
This was 1 minute and 40 seconds. Wait, I have to say, but we have to know what happened. Did you eventually get through? Like, what was it easy? Was it a hard process?
I absolutely did get through. But,
so she was like, how long will you be here? You said, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, well, because she had an attitude about her, and I was like, well, I don't really. Ugh. I was honestly, I was just being super transparent because I'm all about transparency, and so I was like, why? And she was like, well, what are you here for? I said, work. She said, what kind of work do you do? I said, music. She said, okay, do you know what your? She was like, I thought you would have your paper. I was like, what paper? I was like, I gave you two pieces of paper. It's got to be on there. She was like, is this you on your paper? I was like, of course that's me. I was like, it's a pasty little blonde bitch. It's me. Please.
Honestly, if someone's going to have an attitude, though, it's the person at French Customs.
Yeah. Which also, like, valid and empathy extended, all of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when it's upset.
Something about, I love London, the city. I love the British people.
Same.
But something about me flying into London the other day, yesterday even, this fucking flight attendant on British Airways talking down to me like crazy and then goes, and then out of nowhere, I'm trying to watch The Last of Us on my damn iPad. She goes, there's a reading light there. I don't know if you know that. She said, do you know that? The way she asked me, do you know that? I said, I turned her, I go, yeah, I know that. Like, don't fucking talk to me like this.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. In any class. I'm in business, thank you very much. Off of Universal Studios' dime. But, like, something about Heathrow... These fucking customs people don't know how to look at this paper on, and they have to go through all their little stamps. No. It's so weird.
You want to know what's fucking crazy, actually? I was going to Berlin, so I guess German customs. I verbatim, the question that I was asked. He was like, how long are you here for? Again, I'm like, I don't know. Okay. I'm like, what did the people in front of me say? Because I'm with them. So, and he was like, he asked me another question. I was like, sir, I'm just really not sure. And then he was like, how much money do you have with you? And I said, what money do I have with me? I don't really carry cash like that. Again, I'm fancy. Okay. So I'm like, I don't really have cash. I was like, I have a credit card. He proceeded to say, how much money is on your credit card?
Incorrect.
No.
I swear to God, I walked up to my mother and I was like, I almost got into a tift where I was like about to really like come for somebody and like be... Yeah, no, it's a wonder I didn't go to jail in France because the way he acted.
Dumois. Yeah. Hey, I'm in a French prison and Anon, please, but Renee Rapp is here.
Anon, please. Soon.
But yeah, I don't know.
Soon.
Everybody's Nikki from Hearth. Everybody's Nikki from Hearth,
yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah, truly. We're
a lot of problems with other people and you're like, maybe you should look inward. That's the thing. I've been looking inward. No, I just have issues with others.
Well, when someone's acting like Nikki from Hertz, like they can't be like surprised when they get treated like Nikki from Hertz. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm thinking awesome.
People solicit conflict in order to test a boundary. Period. So Nikki from Hertz is trying to fucking see where the boundary is.
Look at the way they're reacting to that, Bowen. You've been mother on this app.
You just spoke.
Period.
I've never heard a more true statement in my life.
You really just spoke.
Wow.
Y'all, any of us would break Renee out of a French prison or a German one.
I mean, we've been speaking so much on this episode, you might call it the film Women Talking. We've been speaking so much. This was almost the movie Women Talking with how much women talked on this episode. And I feel as though a word was said many times, and I feel that we have been blessed as what we can really call ourselves, Bowen, a duo, by this duo. I see the future, and it is bright.
It is very bright. These are stars. They're among us. They're with us today.
I see stars. So many stars tonight.
Okay. Right.
You ate. First right. of all.
You could make diamonds, though. You are so beautiful. Wow.
Okay,
I can't even sing more because I'm too emotional. Because this has been such an amazing app, wouldn't you say, Bo?
This has been an amazing episode. The energy is off the charts. I'm telling you.
I see stars tonight.
I see stars tonight. Thank you so much, Renee and Aaliyah. We love you so much.
This was great.
Okay. So Aaliyah happy
Millie,
to talk girls. To
Aaliyah and Millie, we love you both. Thank you for having us. This
oh
was
Oh my god. Fun. You gotta be streaming The Sex Lives of College Girls, everybody. It's really fun and like it'll lift ya. Especially after an episode of The Last of Us that will destroy you. And both on HBO Max.
And listen to Renee's EP, Everything to Everyone.
Oh, Everything to Everyone, which obviously
Everything to
like,
Everyone.
It's full
it's already
of grace.
A hit, but yeah. If you're not on it, get on it.
Full
Thanks,
of grace.
Girl.
If you're not obsessed with the way she sings, with the timbre of her voice when she sings, it's easier to holding a grudge. You haven't really lived.
Girl. Okay, and we end every episode with the song. I see stars, so many stars tonight. You could make diamonds, doll. You are so beautiful. We're all stars.
And the kick comes in. And the choreo I actually never learned.
Look for that one in cinemas in 2028.
Legend Tina Fey. Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.